Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we are, guys, on this Monday, our last break of the day. This is it. So it's time for you, Steve.
I have some closing remarks today. I was thinking about something. And I said, wow, you know what, man? I want to share this with people because I had to readjust my thinking. And once I did that, it changed my success process. And I often hear people making excuses for why they're not successful. So my closing remarks today is to help you with that part of it right here. Listen to this, y'all. It's an adjustment. It's a mental adjustment that you have to make. It's a slight change in the way you're saying things. So here's what I'm saying to you. Stop making excuses. Why not? Listen to me carefully. Stop making excuses. Why not? And make those excuses your why too. See, I've thought about this thing, man. Most of the excuses that I've heard from myself and from other people, if you took those same excuses that you're using as why you're not accomplishing something, why you're not doing something, why you're not successful, if you took those same excuses and turned them around and made those excuses your why too, it would be a game changer. See, you need reasons why you should be successful. That's what you need. You don't need excuses. You need to find reasons why you should be successful. Listen, if your excuse is I'm poor, well, I would do this, but I'm poor. That's a good reason that you should use to make more money. See, the thing that you're using as the excuse should oftentimes become the reason or the motivation if you think about it. But it's up to you now. You have to make that adjustment. So if you're sick and tired of being poor, that's a good reason to want to be motivated to make a little bit more money. Now, if your excuse is, I don't know the right people. Ever heard that before? Man, I just don't know, I ain't met the right people. Then that's why you need to start associating with a new group. See, you not knowing the right people can't be the excuse. It has to be the reason for you to do something else. You need to start associating with a new group. You know something? It's easy to meet people. It really is. It's easy to meet people. You've met all the people you know. How hard was it? You just went to where they was doing a certain thing and you was participating in that certain thing and then they became an associate of yours. You have to change that. You have to use those same reasons why not to turn them into the reason why to. Your excuse is, no one ever taught me how. Well, if nobody ever taught you how, then don't you think that's a good reason that you need to train and educate yourself? See, that excuse of nobody ever taught me how, so what? They got the internet now. You know, you can Google anything. If ain't nobody ever taught you how, this is a perfect time for you to train and educate yourself. Stop using these excuses for why not, and get these reasons and use them as the why too. If your excuse is your family, your excuse is your family. My family this, my family that. Excuse me, get some friends. See, you actually get to pick your friends. You were born into the family. And if you were born into the wrong family, pick yourself some friends. Association brings on participation. My family, I love them to death. But I can only go so far with them. We can only talk about certain things. We got to stop. The conversation ends. Because they're not going where I'm going. They don't want what I want. Now, I got some other friends I can bring all these subjects up to. So stop using the excuse that, well, it's my family. Skip your family. Get yourself some friends. You get to pick those people. I don't know what to do next. That's your excuse? Well, that would be a good time to develop a relationship with God, wouldn't you say? If you don't ever know what to do next, if you're stuck because you don't know what to do next, this excuse is a good reason to develop a relationship with God. Because guess what? I bet he know what to do next. Trust me, I've had to turn that way many times. I'll be turning that way today. I don't know how. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I just don't know how I'm going to do it. Then guess what? This is a good reason for you to use your faith. I don't know how. I don't see how. I don't see how I'm going to make that happen. Well, you need to develop your faith. Faith is the belief in things you cannot see. I didn't see my life I have today. But I faithed it. I believed that I would have some type of life. And then he messed around and gave me exceedingly abundantly over all I thought I asked. That's the beautiful thing about that relationship with God. And let's, how about this, right? I don't have a plan. Well, if you don't have a plan, guess what? You need to dream. You need to dream about something to put a plan to. Stop using your excuses why not, and take those same excuses and make it your why too. Come on, y'all. It's a mental adjustment. All you have to do is change the way you think from negative to positive, and the results immediately will follow. It's automatically done that way. Thank you for listening. And if you didn't listen, it's okay too. I'll have something else tomorrow. Maybe that'll hit home. Y'all have a nice day. See you tomorrow. Talk to God.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.